You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone, and welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle Hines, and in keeping with my promise to share love stories of all kinds, today I want to share something that I wrote a little over 3 years ago when we had kids of all ages running through our house, but specifically we had a lot of tween and teen girls, ages 12 to 14, just in and out constantly with their energy, their conversations, their anxieties, their hopes and dreams. And this is a love letter to those girls. And I shared it with the spirit of reminding them that no matter how they're feeling, you know, no matter the insecurities, no matter what their Instagram feed is telling them they should look like, that they can have a beautiful and good and exciting life no matter what. And so it's entitled To the Girl. And I reread it this morning and actually had to make some adjustments because there were things that I just don't agree with or that just don't align with me anymore. I've had to do my own work. I, you know, have struggled with weight and insecurities and anxieties, you know, since I was 10 years old, and have come a long way, and especially in the past 2 years. And it was good to see how far I've come. And I love that this post encourages us to remember that no matter what we're going through, we can still have a good life. It's not about getting it all and getting there and having, you know, being healed already, that's when you'll enjoy life, that you can enjoy it at any point throughout, and that you'll have those moments of contentment no matter what. And you just have to, you know, reach for them. And that the more you do that, it's like you string those moments together, and that's where the healing is. That's where the contentment is. That's where the calm, courageous, and just the part of you that's ready to embrace joy and beauty, that's where that comes from. So without further ado, here is To the Girl. So here I am this morning in my sweats, complete with greasy hair, taking a mirror selfie because I don't give a shit right now. And as it turns out, I think not giving a shit is the most helpful thing I can express. Having tween and teen girls in our house means we have a lot of talks about looks and likes and just being yourself. They're so smart, crazy beautiful, hilarious, and incredibly kind. But like everyone, they have their bad days, and so do their friends. And I may just be a mom, but if I can say or write anything that will ease the suffering of another, even just a little bit, then I'll do it. To the girl who's feeling ugly. To the girl whose anxiety is high and breath is short, you are not alone. And I could write 10,000 words testifying to your beauty and strength, but I think for now, I'll do something else. I think I'll relate how, in spite of all you believe, when your mind runs out into the dark woods of fear, you can live a good life. I'm 39, aka old as dirt, and I have struggled with my weight, appearance, and anxiety since I was 10 years old. But despite all of that, I've fallen in love more than once, traveled to Europe more than once, I've swum in the Black Sea and floated joyously in the tender waves of Lake Huron. I've had secret admirers, secret nights, even if I've always just yearned for something stable and true. I've flown to New York 11,000 times to see some of the women I love most in this world. I've held grieving friends through the worst and allowed them to hold me. I've given birth more than once and hold 3 children so dear it brings tears to my eyes to think of them. I have written 1 million words and will write 10 million more. Because even though 39 may sound old to you, it is but half a life, and I'm coming at the second half with my head held high. These I have done and so much more, and none of it could be stopped, even if I was believing I was ugly. Life will carry you, my love, to everything you need. The only variable is how you will feel along the way. So keep good friends, keep the cheerleaders, the protectors, the truth tellers. Keep the ones who refrain from telling you who you are and instead remind you. Keep the ones who don't tell you what to do, but help you remember that you already know what's right. And remember, words like ugly are just placeholders. What you're really saying is undesirable or different, because there are plenty of people in all sorts of bodies embracing every inch of themselves and living fabulous lives. And ugly, well, this world will never completely agree on what's ugly or beautiful. Not ever. So you may as well let that go. Take care of you. Take care of your thoughts. Don't avoid. Don't gloss over. Question. Because your life won't stop, and you may as well enjoy the ride.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.